When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to Forever Dog. You can listen to this podcast ad-free on Forever Dog Plus by signing up at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. And make sure to follow us on social at Forever Dog Team and check out all of our podcasts at foreverdogpodcasts.com. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Teen Creeps presents Public Domain Theater. This week, part one of The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe. As read by Kelly Nugent and Lindsay Kaytai. As reacted to by Kelly Nugent and Lindsay Kaytai.
For the most wild yet most homely narrative which I am about to pen, I neither expect nor solicit belief. Mad indeed would I be to expect it, in a case where my very senses reject their own evidence. Yet mad I am not, and very surely do I not dream. But tomorrow I die, and today I would unburthen my soul.
Wow, that took a turn.
Hard. This guy is like,
whoa.
Like, listen, you might not believe this, but like, I'm gonna fucking die tomorrow.
My immediate purpose is to place before the world, plainly, succinctly, and without comment, a series of mere household events.
Why? Writers back then are so defensive about whether we will even buy the premise. It is so weird. Like, Lovecraft is like that, too.
I merely present to you.
These are but the fact.
So. Yeah. Let yourself make the conclusions as you may. In their consequences, these events have terrified, have tortured, have destroyed me. Yet I will not attempt to expound them. To me, they have presented little but horror. To many, they will seem less terrible than Baroque's. Hereafter, perhaps some intellect may be found which will reduce my phantasm to the commonplace, some intellect more calm, more logical, and far less excitable than my own, which will perceive, in the circumstances I detail with awe, nothing more than an ordinary succession of very natural causes and effects.
We'll be the judge of that, Poe.
Yeah, it sounds like this is not going to be something.
Yeah, I don't think.
It sounds like it's going to be some fucking weird shit. From my infancy, I was noted for the docility and humanity of my disposition. My tenderness of heart was even so conspicuous as to make me the jest of my companions.
Humble I was full brag? Question mark.
Yeah. I think he's telling us he was bullied.
Okay.
I was especially fond of animals and was indulged by my parents with a great variety of pets.
I'm getting a very clear picture of this guy.
This guy,
like,
is a fucking
short
dweeb.
Pants and
eating a big old lollipop.
One of those hats with a ribbon down the back and just like blonde curls.
Let me sing my song, mother.
With these, I spent most of my time and never was so happy as when feeding and caressing them. This peculiarity of character grew with my growth, and in my manhood, I derived from it one of my principal sources of pleasure.
Oh, shit. He's a furry.
Dude, he's a fucking furry. His fursona is a dog. To those who have cherished an affection for a faithful and sagacious dog, I need hardly be at the trouble of explaining the nature or the intensity of the gratification thus derivable. There is something in the unselfish and self-sacrificing love of a brute, which goes directly to the heart of him who has had frequent occasion to test the paltry friendship and gossamer fidelity of mere men.
All right.
I married early and was happy to find in my wife
a dish was a dog.
And was happy to find in my wife a disposition not uncongenial with my own.
I should fucking hope so.
I mean, I hope she likes
that
dogs as much
nightmare.
As you like dogs. Observing my partiality for domestic pets, she lost no opportunity of procuring those of the most agreeable kind. We had birds, goldfish, a fine dog, rabbits, a small monkey, and a cat. This latter was a remarkably large and beautiful animal, entirely black,
and sagacious to an astonishing degree.
All right. Was sagacious like the word on his calendar?
Also,
that
I have
day?
No idea if I'm saying that word right.
I don't even know what it means. I can imagine what
gregarious?
That means. Yeah, like
dog-like?
The most dog-like of dogs.
Dog-like dogs and cat dog-like cats. In speaking of his intelligence, my wife, who at heart was not a little tinctured with superstition, made frequent allusion to the ancient popular notion, which regarded all black cats as witches in disguise. Not that she was ever serious upon this point, and I mention the matter at all for no better reason than it happens just so now to be remembered. All right, guy. What,
again, with the writing, it's like, I leave it up to you.
I mean, it's just, there's no reason why I'm saying that. It's just, I thought of it.
Why am I even writing this?
Pluto, this was the cat's name, was my favorite pet and playmate. I alone fed him, and he attended me wherever I went about the house. It was even with difficulty that I could prevent him from following me through the streets. Our friendship lasted in this manner for several years, during which my general temperament and character, through the instrumentality of the fiend Intemperance, had, I blush to confess it, experienced a radical alteration for the worse. I grew, day by day, more moody, more irritable, more regardless of the feelings of others. I suffered myself to use intemperate language to my wife. At length, I even offered her personal violence. Poe.
Oh, Poe, why don't you even. No,
do
po.
Not do.
Mm-mm. Don't you beat that wife, Poe. Poe, you sit down.
My pets, of course, were made to feel the change in my disposition. I not only neglected, but ill-used them. For Pluto, however, Furry. I still retained sufficient regard to restrain me from maltreating him, as I made no scruple of maltreating the rabbits, the monkey, or even the dog.
Jesus Christ.
This man abusing animals left and right.
Oh, that's horrible.
When by accident or through affection, they came in my way. But my disease grew upon me. For what disease is like alcohol? And at length, even Pluto, who was now becoming old and consequently somewhat peevish, even Pluto began to experience the effects of my ill temper. One night, returning home, much intoxicated from one of my haunts about town,
yikes,
I fancied that the cat avoided my presence. I seized him, when in his fright at my violence, he inflicted a slight wound upon my hand with his teeth. The fury of a demon instantly possessed me. I knew myself no longer. My original soul seemed at once to take its flight from my body.
Can we stop, just one second?
Hold on.
Did I miss where this moodiness originated?
The more he hung out with this cat.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The cat's making him moody.
So now why the cat?
It bit him.
But like,
he's drunk.
So he's even being mean to the cat now.
Well, so right now he's being mean because he's seizing the cat.
Okay. Is this where the cat came back comes from? I bet.
Neither of us know what this is about. My original soul seemed at once to take its flight from my body, and a more than fiendish malevolence, gin-nurtured, thrilled every fiber of my frame. I took from my waistcoat pocket a penknife, opened it.
Oh, fuck. What? No. Kelly just threw her phone. Oh, no.
Okay, I don't know if...
She straight up just threw her phone onto the table.
I'm about to throw up. Okay.
Kelly's eyes are red and watery now.
Okay, you guys.
Understand, first of all...
I'm an insane cat lady.
Kelly has cats.
I have cats. I am late to places because I stopped to try and meet cats in the street. I am an insane cat person. I did not know that this was going to happen, Brett!
So Brett did this. We don't even know what house he's in. He could be Hufflepuff.
This is a Slytherin action. game recognized game.
Do you want me to read it or are you okay?
I'll read it.
Okay.
I took from my waistcoat pocket a penknife, opened it, grasped the poor beast by the throat, and deliberately cut one of its eyes from the socket.
What the fuck?
I know!
What? No. No.
I know.
One of its eyes.
I
didn't know it was going to be that.
You thought I was exaggerating.
I just thought you were very upset that he was going to, like, kill the cat. I know he's going to cut out an eye.
Cut out his eye.
No.
I can't believe that I have to read this. Thank you for your patronage.
I do remember reading this now.
I have never read this in my life.
I don't know what happened next, but that cat thing stuck in my head. I remember that.
I blush, I burn, I shudder while I pen the damnable atrocity. Oh. When reason returned with the morning, when I had slept off the fumes of the night's debauch, I experienced a sentiment half of horror, half of remorse.
This should be full horror, buddy. It should be
110%. For the crime of which I had been guilty, but it was at best a feeble and equivocal feeling, and the soul remained untouched. I again plunged into excess and soon drowned in wine all memory of the deed.
This isn't a cat problem. He's an alcoholic, and his problem has gotten worse over the years. Why is he saying, like, the more he hung out with the cat?
In the meantime, the cat slowly recovered. The socket of the lost eye presented, it is true, a frightful appearance, but he no longer appeared to suffer any pain. He went about the house as usual.
What does his wife have to say about this?
This is exactly what I'm saying. Your husband comes home and cuts the eye out of your damn cat.
Do not stay.
Do not stay. Do not take the cat with you and leave.
Get out, Mrs. Poe.
She needs to take all those damn animals that are in that house and run away.
She needs to call the authorities. Yeah,
no, he needs to be put away.
He needs to be put away.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Detox it out.
Seriously. He went about the house as usual, but as might be expected, fled in extreme terror at my approach. No fucking shit! I had so much of my old heart left as to be at first grieved by this evident dislike on the part of a creature which had once so loved me. But this
first?
What the fuck do you think? Like, of course.
Yeah, no shit to be expected.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But this feeling soon gave place to irritation.
Oh, my God.
And then came, as if to my final and irrevocable overthrow, the spirit of perverseness. Of this spirit, philosophy takes no account. Yet I am not more sure that my soul lives than I am that perverseness is one of the primitive impulses of the human heart, one of the indivisible primary faculties or sentiments which give direction to the character of man. Who has not 100 times found himself committing a vile or a silly action for no other reason than because he knows he should not?
Me. I haven't done that. I hate people who go, we've all done this, right? No. You cut a cat's eye out. We haven't done this.
But have we not a perpetual inclination in the teeth of our best judgment to violate that which is law merely because we understand it to be such?
No.
This spirit of perverseness, I say, came to my final overthrow. It was this unfathomable longing of the soul to vex itself, to offer violence to its own nature, to do wrong for wrong's sakes only, that urged me to continue and finally to consummate the injury I had inflicted upon the unoffending brute.
No. Do you want me to take over? One morning, in cool blood, I slipped in. What the fuck?
Yes.
I slipped a noose about its neck and hung it to the limb of a tree, hung it with the tears streaming from my eyes and with the bitterest remorse at my heart, hung it because I knew it had loved me. Fuck you. And because I had felt it had given me no reason of offense, hung it because I knew that in doing so, I was committing a sin, a deadly sin that would so jeopardize my immortal soul as to place it, if such a thing were possible, even beyond the reach of the infinite mercy of the most merciful and most terrible God.
I don't understand why he's doing this. I don't understand why.
Why? He acts like he explained why. He did not.
He's acting like this naturally follows from sometimes we do things because we know we shouldn't.
Yeah. No.
So therefore we gouge cat's eyes out and then put them in a noose.
And what is with the overly flowery, infinite mercy of the most merciful and most terrible God?
Listen.
Chill out, Poe. Chill.
Oh.
All right. On the night of the day on which this cruel deed was done, I was aroused from sleep by the cry of fire. The curtains of my bed were in flames. The whole house was blazing. Where is your wife?
Where is she?
Where is she?
She left.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
She's here. It was with you. I found her.
Okay. She's here.
She's here. Okay. It was with great difficulty that my wife, a servant, and myself made our... Oh, she's still there? No. Made our escape from the conflagration. The destruction was complete. My entire worldly wealth was swallowed up, and I resigned myself thenceforward to despair. I am above the weakness of seeking to establish a sequence of cause and effect between the disaster and the atrocity, but I am detailing a chain of facts and wish not to leave even a possible link imperfect. On the day succeeding the fire, I visited the ruins. The walls, with one exception, had fallen in. I think this is where that sentence comes from.
Cat-shaped wall is safe.
Heart-shaped box. On the day succeeding the fire, I visited the ruins. The walls, with one exception, had fallen in. This exception was found in a compartment wall, not very thick, which stood about the middle of the house, and against which had rested the head of my bed.
What?
The plastering had here, in great measure, resisted the action of the fire, a fact which I attributed to its having been recently spread. About this wall, a dense crowd were collected, and many persons seemed to be examining a particular portion of it with very minute and eager attention. By the way, I am totally just copying how you read this. You are a pro. The words strange, singular, and other similar expressions excited my curiosity. I approached and saw, as if graven in bas relief upon the white surface, don't know. It was in italics. I guess it's foreign. The figure of a gigantic cat.
The yes, impression catch it was wall.
Given.
Catch it wall.
Yeah. The impression was given with an accuracy truly marvelous. There was a rope about the animal's neck.
Wait,
so him hanging the cat in the fire, like, got imprinted onto the wall.
Like, basically, like, burned onto the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
Had it coming?
You had it coming. You had only coming. Had yourself to blame.
You had it coming. When I first beheld this apparition, for I could scarcely regard it as less, my wonder and my terror were extreme. But at length, reflection came to my aid.
This is what it takes? This huh? is what it takes for this you to start, like, thinking about what you fucking did?
Oh, don't worry. He, like, he comforts himself in a second.
Oh, good, 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 good.
The cat, I remembered, had been hung in a garden adjacent to the house. Upon the alarm of fire, this garden had been immediately filled by the crowd, by someone of whom the animal must have been cut from the tree and thrown, probably through an open window, into my chamber. This had probably been done with the view of arousing me from sleep.
Huh? What the fuck is he talking about?
What are you saying?
He's like, no.
I totally get what's going on. So a neighbor saw my cat hanging in the back.
Cut the cat down.
They were like, oh shit, there's a fire in that house. I'll cut this cat down.
I'm going to throw it inside.
Throw it in the window.
What?
That will alert them to the fire. Is that what we just heard?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that by screaming fire.
Yeah,
you don't have to throw a cat. Because here's the thing. If someone is lynching a cat outside, they don't want that cat inside.
No.
You're not helping them.
If somebody see a lynched cat, they're not like, I'm going to use that lynched cat to warn its owner
about a fire. Let that person die.
I'm going to be like, no, I hope you die.
I hope you are dead and gone. Mm-mm. Oh my God, I hate him.
The falling of other walls had compressed the victim of my cruelty into the substance of the freshly spread plaster. The lime of which, with the flames and the ammonia from the carcass, had then accomplished the portraiture as I saw it.
Mm.
Nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. Although I thus readily accounted to my reason, if not altogether to my conscience, for the startling fact just detailed, it did not the less fail to make a deep impression upon my fancy. For months I could not rid myself of the phantasm of the cat, and during this period, there came back into my spirit, what am I saying? I think that's where this is from. A half sentiment that seemed, but was not, remorse. What? Fuck you.
I want full remorse, please.
I want a triple cow remorse.
Overflowing with remorse.
I went so far as to regret the loss of the animal and to look about me among the vile haunts which I now habitually frequented because I'm an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
For another pet of the same species and of somewhat similar appearance with which to supply its place. fuck off. You don't get another cat after that shit.
Yeah, wait, what?
He's just going to look for a new cat that looks like poor Pluto.
Poor Pluto. Pluto. I'm going to get a cat and name it Pluto.
Oh, so cute.
So cute. I'm not allowed to get any more cats.
Oh.
Someday.
Name Micah Pluto.
Pluto.
One night as I sat, half stupefied, in a den of more than infamy, my attention, whorehouse maybe?
Yeah.
My attention was suddenly drawn to, where is his wife? Is his wife still with him?
She's running around Jesus trying to get Christ. The animals.
She can't divorce him. She has no financial
That's the
means.
Thing. She's trapped in her marriage.
This is the thing In a den of more than infamy, my attention was suddenly drawn to some black object, reposing upon the head of one of the immense hogsheads of gin or of rum, which constituted the chief furniture of the apartment. I had been looking steadily at the top of this hogshead for some minutes, and what now caused me surprise was the fact that I had not sooner perceived the object thereupon. I approached it and touched it with my hand. It was a black cat, a very large one, fully as large as Pluto, and closely resembling him in every respect but one. Pluto had not a white hair upon any portion of his body, but this cat had a large, although indefinite, splotch of white covering nearly the whole region of the breast. Upon my touching him, he immediately arose, purred loudly, poor cat, rubbed against my hand, and appeared delighted with my notice. This, then, was the very creature of which I was in search. I at once offered to purchase it of the landlord, but this person made no claim to it, knew nothing of it, had never seen it before.
Interesting.
The cat came back, motherfucker. I continued my caresses, and when I prepared to go home, the animal evinced a disposition to accompany me. I permitted it to do so, occasionally stooping and petting it as I proceeded. When it reached the house, it domesticated itself at once and became immediately a great favorite with my wife, who should have left me ages ago. Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
she's sorry. Still there. Also, she's still there, and she's allowing
them to bring to another animal. She should Why? Not let this happen. You know what she needs to do?
What?
She's like, yeah, go out and get another cat. Mm-hmm. Go out and get another cat.
Sure.
When he's coming back, she needs to wait right behind that door. She needs to get an iron. She needs to have it. It's been heating up.
Yep.
She needs to get a little mitt on her hand.
Correct.
Grab that iron. The second he walks through the door, she needs to whop him right in the head.
For sure.
Grab that cat. Run away. Maybe grab the servant.
I'm going to add a quick mm-hmm. addendum.
Sure.
She takes the hot iron.
Yeah.
It's pokey hot iron.
Yeah.
She stabs one of his eyes with it.
Oh, great. Pull it out.
Thank you.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Great.
Eye begets eye.
Eye begets eye. You didn't want to go with the actual phrase. No.
I don't want to hear that phrase.
For my own part. Shut up.
For my own part,
I soon found a dislike to it arising within me. This was just the reverse of what I had anticipated, but I know not how or why it was. Its evident fondness for myself rather disgusted and annoyed. By slow degrees, these feelings of disgust and annoyance rose into the bitterness of hatred. I avoided the creature, a certain sense of shame and the remembrance of my former deed of cruelty, preventing me from physically abusing it. I did not, for some weeks, strike or otherwise violently ill-use it, but gradually, very gradually, I came to look upon it with unutterable loathing and to flee silently from its odious presence as from the breath of a pestilence. Okay, what added, no guy. Doubt, I know, you know what's going to happen.
He's going to hurt this one.
This concludes part one of The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe.